Southeast Saskatchewan. A number of teams from the southeast corner of the province have qualified for upcoming high school girls volleyball provincials. The Saskatchewan High School's Athletic Association's 1A qualifier was held at Lampman School this past weekend. Wawota Parkland School and Lampman School advanced to provincials through the tournament. Wawota defeated Lampman 2-1, 18-25, 25-23, 15-11, in the final. Wawota went unbeaten in the tournament, defeating Middale 2-0, 25-18, 25-18, and Bengo 2-0, 25-17, 25-13, in the round robin, and Avonlea 2-0, 25-14, 25-19, in the semifinal. Lampman was also perfect until the final, as they knocked off Lemberg 2-0, 25-16, 25-14, and Avonlea 2-0, 25-17, 25-6, in the round robin, and Bengo 2-0, 25-12, 25-13, in the semifinal. The 2A girls' playdowns were at Arcola School. The Arcola team went 2-0, defeating Radville 2-0, 25-13, 25-16, and Harvest City 2-1, 25-27, 25-14, 15-8. Then they beat Ituna 2-0, 25-18, 25-8, in the semifinal, but lost 2-0 to Rokenville, 25-18, 25-23, in the final. The 3A girls qualifier saw Kipling School, the Carnduff Education Complex and Oxbow Prairie Horizon School advance to provincials. Kipling defeated Carnduff 2-0 in the final, winning 25-12 and 25-16. Kipling started with a 2-0 win over Fort Qu'Appelle, 25-9, 25-13, and 2-0, 25-10, 25-13, over Oxbow in the round robin, and then they beat Wynyard, 25-4, 25-16, in the semifinal. Carnduff opened with 2-0 wins over Indian Head, 25-18, 25-13, and Wynyard, 25-21, 25-16. Then they beat Oxbow 2-0, 25-17, 25-21, in the semifinal. As for Oxbow, they opened with a 2-0, 25-17, 25-10, win over Fort Qu'Appelle, lost to Kipling and Carnduff, but recovered to defeat Wynyard 2-0, 25-21, 25-17, in the third-place game. High school girls' volleyball provincials happen this weekend. Regionals for boys' volleyball are this weekend as well.